Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to BYTV Live. Yes, we are live. This is Shay Renee and friends, and we are live with the crew. What's happening, crew, sister?
Well, hello there. Hello there, Shay, and hello there, children of Multi. You know, as always, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you once again.
Yes, yes. It's always a pleasure, Shay. It's always a pleasure.
Well, good, good. And Coochie, how you doing?
Well, Shay, I'm doing well tonight. I am also glad to be here once again in the midst of you beautiful ladies. It is always fun to chit-chat with you all and find out what's going on in the world and sharing it with the world. So thank you, Shay, for always, always providing a platform for that. Thank you. Oh, well, thank you, Coochie. And anyway, we are celebrating Black History Month all this month.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, I'm so excited. I was in about a lot of the history that went on in Black History. So I can definitely share some stuff when it comes to Black History. I was there. I saw.
Yes, yes. We know that you saw, sister, and that's going to be part of what we're going to be doing. I'm going to be sharing, as always, throughout the month. I'm going to be sharing some facts about Black history. Some facts you may know, some facts you may not know. So I'm kind of learning. How about you, ladies?
Yes, I'm learning, and I was there. Well, yes, we were both there, sister. We were both there. I mean, I was a little younger, but we were both there.
Well, you ain't that much younger, sister. Now, come on now.
No. Is that some shade? I don't think it was shade, sister. I mean, she was just saying she was a little younger than you.
Well, she said it like she was, like, way younger. Like, I'm, like, way old or something. You know, just making sure.
Okay, well, we making sure, all right. All right, let's spread some more love. Let's spread some more love.
I'm spreading love. I'm just getting some clarity. That's all.
Well, sister, you know I didn't mean anything. No, you know I love you. We do too much together to have some problems now, darling.
Well, you're right. But you know I like to get it started now.
Well, okay. We know that now. We do know that.
It's all in fun.
Yeah, that's what your mouth saying. Okay, so we've got some new shows that are going to be coming added to the show, so I'm excited. So get ready for that, possibly starting up next week or the week after. So we'll be looking at the promotions of that new show. Also, make sure you visit our website, BYTVLive.com. Subscribe to the website so that we can keep up with you. You can get emails, newsletters, all that stuff. Stay updated with what's happening, blogs, and all that. Okay, so go to the website, subscribe, make sure you follow the show, and tell somebody. Okay, this is Tuesday Motivation. So there's always something going on. We always try to motivate you. We bring information and all that good stuff. We have different people on, but you know what? We always have a good time, and we want to make sure that you're motivated and that you laugh.
That's right, honey. We want to make sure you laugh, because I love to laugh. And I do love to laugh. That's why I ain't got no wrinkles. Yeah, you laugh a lot, you won't have no wrinkles. That keeps your face from wrinkling, because it's like a workout for your face. That's just a little FYI to keep that youthfulness. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. It's like exercise for your face. Now, that's something. Laughing. Exercise for your face. Well, if you need a workout, hey, do some laughing. It's exercise for your face. I love learning new things every day. Thanks, sis.
Oh, you're welcome, baby. Anytime, anytime.
Spitting that wisdom and that knowledge. Okay, so do you want to know how Black History came about?
I think I went to school with him. But go ahead, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you went to school with him. I don't know now. Okay, now, the celebration of Black History Month began as Negro History Week.
Yeah, back in the day, we was Negroes. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, which was created in 1926 by Carter G. Woodson, a noted African-American historian, scholar, educator, and publisher. It became a month-long celebration in 1976. The month of February was chosen to coincide with the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. So that is a little Black History fact. Carter G. Woodson, he created Black History Month, which it started out as Negro History Week. Started out as a week. And we got 28 days now.
Woo!
I know that is funny, ain't it? But we go beyond the 28 days.
Well, I look at it like this, Shane. Every day we make it history. So really, we're still creating Black history, because Black history, and history is anything that is in the past. So yesterday is in the past. So now that's like history. And that's added to Black history and to your legacy. So we're still creating Black history. And so we can share some of our experiences, because we take a part in the Black history.
Well, there you go, sister. You shoot some more wisdom. You just full of wisdom tonight. You just shooting it out like left and right. What's up with you?
Well, me and Coochie, we went across the bridge, and we got a prescription for marijuana. And now, well, I guess you could say sister's feeling a little pretty good.
Okay. Oh. So you smoke weed, fufu?
No, I don't smoke weed. I've got a prescription.
Well, do you smoke it?
I can smoke it. I can take it in pills. I can eat it. I can get it in liquid. I can do whatever I want. I got a prescription.
Well, how you get a prescription?
I got glaucoma.
Oh, you got glaucoma?
Yes.
So why don't you wear glasses then?
Because I smoke weed. And that helps my glaucoma, so I don't have to wear no glasses. Quit asking so many questions.
Well, okay, I won't ask no more questions. You said you had glaucoma.
See, you're asking too many questions. Ain't none of your business. It's my business. My doctor okay with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't say nothing. I was just asking. I just asked a question, okay? I won't ask no more questions. Let's go to a Black History fact.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, cool.
Coach, what's wrong with sister?
Oh, my goodness.
Ain't no wrong with me. You asked me a question.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, you asked your question. You're going to answer. Okay, all right. I forgot. Okay, so some more Black History facts. Dorothy Dandridge. And she was beautiful, guys. Dorothy Dandridge was the first black woman to be nominated for Best Actress Oscar for her performance as Carmen Jones. You guys remember that movie? It was great. Halle Berry would play, later play Miss Dandridge, and she won several awards for her portraying her as an actress in her movie. And so that's another Black History fact. And that is like in entertainment Black History. So that's some entertainment Black History and what's going down in entertainment. So Dorothy Dandridge has crossed and made some marks in history as a woman, African-American woman, Dorothy Dandridge, in the entertainment industry. So, hey, it's a Black History. I like stuff like that. She was beautiful, too.
She was a very beautiful woman. Yes, she was, and she was a great artist, too. Yes, great, great. And I loved the movie, Carmen Jones. We really didn't see many of us back then in the day. It was very few. So when we did, we saw movies that we made. It was very, very iconic, very, very iconic moment in that time. It sure was. It sure was. Anything. Even when they had the black faces. We was happy with that. Because it was like, okay, at least they added some color. But it was still in black and white. So it was kind of like, not like blackface, but kind of like a dark, gray, smoky looking face. Because it was in black and white.
Okay, but y'all was happy with the black face?
Well, if you didn't see no black faces at all, and then you finally see one, you're going to just be happy because, okay, now they see us. So maybe we got a chance.
Well, I guess that's a good way to look at it. So you just spitting out wisdom tonight. That's a good way to look at it.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is open up your eyes.
Yeah, well, okay. But yeah, so that might have opened up the door, huh?
I mean, it could have. I don't know. The Lord ain't spoke to me and told me. I don't know. That's just something I see.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what we experience. Told you I'm a part of the history. It's what we experience. Well, okay, I get that.
I get that. I get that. Well, now these are some deeper Black History facts that I'm going to share with you guys. And I want to know what you all think about that. And what we're going to do is, before I go into those Black History facts, how about you want to take a break?
Yeah, I think we can take a break. You know, I'm a little parched. I need a little water. How about you, Coochie? Well, yes, we can take a break and, yeah, talk and, I would like to read over those facts before, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And, you know, hey, that's the great thing about being live. We can just, you know, have a meeting right here on. And sometimes I guess we forget that we're live on the air and we just have like a group meeting about decisions and stuff about the show live on the air. Anyway, you just have to forgive us. You know, hey, we just make ourselves at home when we're live on the air. Anyway, here's Indy Irie. I am not my hair, because guess what, guys? Today, I am not my hair. I sure ain't. I wore a hat today. I ain't even comb it. I sure didn't. Took my wrap off, put that hat on, and hey, I was go. That's right, because I am not my hair. I'm the soul within. Indy Irie, guys. We'll be right back.
Convict music. See, I can kind of recall a little ways back. Small trying to ball, always been black. And my hair, I tried it all. I even went flat, had a gummy curly top and all that crap. Now, just trying to be appreciated. Nappy headed brothers never had no ladies. Shop real quick, had them give me a little twist, and it drove them crazy. But then I couldn't get no job, corporate wasn't hiring, no dreadlock. Then I thought about my dog on the block, kinda understand why they chose to steal and rob. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars.
but it seemed so flawed. Cause success didn't come till I cut it all off. Uh-huh. Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, when I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I had inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone.
Man, you gotta love Indy Irie. Oh, you gotta love her. That was an oldie but goodie. That was definitely an oldie but goodie. You know, I just get songs that are in my playlist, and I just share them with you, you know. And I hear them all the time and stuff, you know. And I was listening to some music today, and I just pulled some music that was on my playlist. I was like, okay, I'll play that tonight on the show as we take our breaks.
I always like your music, you know. Because, I like that song, too, because I'm not my hair. Because I think about it. If I was my hair, I'd have to be 30 different people. Because I got about 30 wigs in my closet. I just got a closet just for my wigs. My husband be like, you need a whole closet for your hair. I'm like, don't you like me looking good for you? And then he just shut up and leave the room.
Well, he wants you to look good for him, so, you know, he going to shut up. He don't want you to look that well, you know.
No, I ain't going to look that well, man. That's why I got 30 wigs. I got a wig so I don't have to worry about looking that well. I tell every woman, you need to have at least one. So you'll never have a bad headache. Now, that's just something.
Sister, you just shooting the wisdom today. I agree. I got a couple of them. But if I don't feel like combing my hair, I just ain't going to comb my hair. So that's how I am. I'm just going to put a hat on. And then, too, my hair is short. So if I don't comb it, it ain't going to look like I ain't combing. It'll never look like I ain't combing. But I know that I didn't comb it. You know.
Okay.
put a wig on top of it. I don't comb it at all. And then I go to my beautician and she shampoos it and conditions it. And then I even sleep in my wigs. I get real human hair. Real human hair is the best, I tell you. Because you can sleep in it. Yeah, so it's the best.
Okay, I have to take that in mind. I need to give me a real human hair wig. Give me at least one. Okay. Coochie, do you...
Oh, darling. Yes. I have several. I have several silver wigs because, you know, I've gone gray. And so all of mine are gray. And I have a great wig store that carries a lot of gray wigs. And so I have long, short, straight, curly. And so I'm all different people too, like sister. I think it's good. You know me.
Yes, yes, we know you, Coochie. Okay, all right. So, now, while we're talking about Black history, and that's some Black history, too. Hey, for years, Black women have wore hair. We wore wigs. Now we're wearing sew-ins, the same as wigs. And so we've done that for years. So that's a Black history fact, and we're still making history. Because we're still doing it. Because we are all about our hair. It's no joke. We are about our hair. We've been for years. So that's a Black history fact. We have been about our hair for years. And what, sister, you gave us a couple of the Ten Commandments last week. And that was do not mess with a Black woman's hair.
Yes, that's one of the commandments. Yes.
So see, Black women have been about their hair for years. Also, making Black history, Quincy Jones. And I don't even think the full interview has even been released yet. It's just pieces of the interview that have come out. And Quincy is spilling the tea, as they say.
Ooh, child, is he spilling the tea? Honey, he done pulled the picture. Child, you know he pulled the picture out, honey. He dumped it all out, child. Well, yeah, he did. He went down to the truth, honey. Ooh, he just let it out. He just like, he just said, he just vomited. He just vomited.
I mean, you know, I can't wait to hear the whole interview and see who all else. They say he needs to write a book. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm telling you, for what he said in leak, child, that will be one steamy book. Ooh, that will be one hot steamy book, child. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I think I'm kind of bad. I'd sneak to the bookstore and bad. Yeah, I'd sneak in bad. I wouldn't let the church know, but I'd sneak in bad.
Well, sister.
Well, I mean, you know, it's my business.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, Shane, I would get the book. I would. I would get the book. I would read all about it. That sounds juicy.
What, we love some juicy stuff, don't we?
Oh, yes, we love juicy. Yes, I know. Oh, that's hot now. I just want to hear the rest. Yes. Yes, I want to hear the rest. Yes, yes.
Well, I don't know when it's going to be released, but yeah, it's been making the news. It's trending, like it's trending in a major way. Everybody's talking about it. It's on every radio show, and now it's on mine. So everybody's talking about it and about the interview. And
he's name dropping and everything. But some people are coming forth and saying that it's factual and some of the things that he's saying. So I'd like to hear the rest of the interview and can't wait till it's released. Tevin Campbell, he was also trending. And I didn't even know this, that Quincy Jones had allegations of sexual molestation. And Tevin said the only way he can make it the trending news is if it's BS about sexual allegations. So anyway, he's a little bit upset. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. You know, you had a great talent. I mean, I love your music. I still sing your music. I still sing it just like I did back in the day. I sing with everything that I have in me. Yes. Good. Can we talk? Oh, don't let that play. I don't even care if we in a restaurant.
She lied. She was singing with everything. Even when we in the restaurant, she sure will. She been singing at the bar, everything. She just been singing.
Well, I can't help it because if I know the song, then I'm going to sing it. And especially if I know the song and I like the song, I got to sing it. It's just in me. I got to sing it. I can't help it. It's just, I don't know why I can't help it. I try not to. That's why I tell people, if it bothers you, just let me know and I'll try to control it. I can't help it.
You need help, Jack.
Sister, don't say that.
Ayla! Talking about I can't quit singing. What?
Well, if it's a song that I like, I can't help but to sing it because it's a song that I like. Have you ever seen that? I mean, have you ever done that? Heard a song that you like and you just couldn't help but to sing it, you know? It was like, oh, that's your song that you like. It's like your song.
Girl, everything is your song. You sing it all.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll try to be more cautious of that. Okay. I try to be more cautious. Anyway, so that's some Black history that has hit the fan with the whole Quincy Jones interview. And two, with the whole Me Too movement backlash. Now, they said that some people got backlash. Now, they're saying that, excuse me, they're saying that people don't know what to do with the Me Too movement and now, and, you know, if they say something to a woman, could it be considered sexual assault or sexual harassment? And I'm just like, okay, now we know if we've been taught what's right and wrong. We know what inappropriate is. We know what's saying. We know when we say something and if it's inappropriate or not. We know if we touch somebody, whether it's inappropriate or not, and whether we have permission to do it. We know if we do anything to anybody, if they have not allowed us and had consent and was aware. Because, you know, not only do you have to have consent, you have to make sure that the person is aware of their, you know, of their environment and their surroundings. And so with that, you know, we know. So it's, I don't think we should make such a huge thing about the Me Too movement, because the purpose of the Me Too movement is to give women who have not had a voice, and we can't take that voice from them because they haven't had that voice. So that was the reason why they created the Me Too movement, to give women a voice and men a voice. Because it's not just women, it's men too. It's men too. And so men and women have dealt with this problem. And they have not had a voice. They have not had a platform to have a voice. So this offers them a platform to have a voice. So, sister, what you doing tonight? You know.
I mean, that sounded a little sexual. I think you just assaulted me.
Sister, you just defeated everything I just said.
Well, you know, I told you I like the star stuff.
Sister.
I mean, but that seems like that's how it be going. Is it like, I don't know. You know, it's just like, hey, how you doing? You assaulted me. I mean, you can't be like that. You can't be like that. But then too, you gotta give a victim a platform, and you gotta at least make them feel like they safe to speak up. And you have to allow the proof and all that to come to the forefront. And if you have proof, any type of evidence, then that proves the allegation. And it's not just hearsay anymore. So you have to look at who's accused and the victim, and you have to give them mutual respect because of the judicial process.
Oh, sister, now you're spitting some wisdom there, and you said judicial process.
I've been watching SVU, Law and Order. That's where I get my talk from.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they teach you a lot. Okay.
All right, SBU. Yeah, I like that too. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, Gucci, what do you feel about the background?
Well, you know, I am a relationship and, you know, sex coach, and I am saddened because it's such a beautiful thing. And I hate that some are making it not a beautiful thing by doing such acts. And I feel sorry for those that have been accused and they have been false. I do. But as a relationship and sex coach, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it should be consensual. Should be consensual. And I do agree. It should be consensual. And so everyone should be in agreement. I do agree. I do agree with the movement. Now it does give them a platform. Like they said, it gives them a platform to be heard. And to at least know that they're not alone. They need to know they're not alone.
Well, yeah. And then I think that this movement is letting a lot of people know that they're not alone. And a lot of times people do feel like they're alone. So that's all trending in the news. And so, you know, we need to be aware of our environment, and, you know, we need to be aware of our surrounding. You know, don't put ourselves in those situations, in those compromising situations. And, you know, if it's consensual, then it's consensual. But, you know, no one should violate anybody. So, well, that's the more history. You know, and I think that's just everybody's history, the Me Too movement. Everybody's come forth on that one. Now, let's share some black history. Now, I told you I was going to go deep in the history, right?
Don't go too deep because, you know, you said it was like deep. Don't go too deep.
Okay, well, I'm going to read it and then you tell me if it's too deep, okay?
Go ahead, read it, Shay. Go ahead. Don't know basis, no mind.
Okay. All right. Now, the human race is of African origin. The oldest known skeletal remains of anatomically modern humans, or Homo sapiens, were evacuated at sites in East
Okay. Something happened to my broadcast. Anyway, hopefully you guys can hear me. I think I am connected. I am not sure. So anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break and play some music, and I'll be right back after this.
It took a lot, now you got my attention. It's crazy, you're making me comfortable. Right now you're beating out the competition. I'm the type that need a little more. Clothes, rings, all of them mean nothing to me. I need more than what you're offering me. Yeah, all of that can go, it's you I want. It's deeper than material things. I need some relation, good conversation. Give me stimulation, what's your motivation? How you gonna add to me? Yeah, how you gonna add to me? How you get at me? Show me what it is you feel for me. I'm just thinking you handle me. How you gonna add? And it's all on you. It's all on you. Well, you ain't gotta go so fast. Just give me something that's gonna last. Clothes, rings, all of that mean nothing to me. Give me more than what you're offering me. Yeah, all of that can go with you. I want it deeper than material things. I need some relation, good conversation. Oh. Give me stimulation. What's your motivation? How you gonna add to me? Yeah,
how you gonna add to me?
Technical difficulties. That was Lettucey's new song, Add to Me. She's got some new music out, guys. If you hadn't checked out her, I've been a fan for Lettucey for a while now. And she's got the one song, I played it on here before, and I found this song on my little playlist. It popped up. So I like that song. You know, she's a great singer, man. She does her thing. So anyway, check that out. Add to Me. Add to Me. Pumping up the ladies tonight in the music. In the music tonight. And so, anyway, we had a little technical difficulty, so we're up, we're back, we're live.
Yeah, we back live. I didn't know what happened.
I know. I didn't know what happened either. We just got disconnected somehow, but anyway, we're back up. That's the joy of being live, you know. That's the joy of being live.
You never know what to expect. But we were talking about the Black History Fact.
No, we ain't going to talk about that Black History Fact now. I done already told you. Don't go deep. That was just too deep. East Africa, all that East Africa. Don't do deep. I can't go there right now. Okay, 195,000 years old. Do you know how long that is? That's more than a decade.
I mean, well, yeah, I know. I know it's more than a decade. Do you know it's more than a decade? That was funny.
What was funny?
Nothing. Nothing was funny. Nothing was fun. Nothing was funny. Okay. All right. So let me share a lighter Black History notebook for sister. Okay, I'm gonna share a Black History note for you. Okay. Now, Ella Fitzgerald. In 1958, American jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald was the first black woman to win a Grammy Award. That's a little bit more of entertainment black history. Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow. And you know I loved her music. I did. That's the music that we grew up on. That right there. That music right there. I remember drinking that. Ooh, who do you remember dressing up?
Oh, child, didn't we dress up? We had it. We had the hats. We had the hair. I still do my hair like that. But my wigs. I do my wigs like that.
Oh, I do my wigs like that too, girl. Ooh. Yes. We still got style. Yes, we still got style.
Well, today, you know, they call it swag and, you know, you slaying. You know,
well, we still got slaying. We still got slaying. Okay, I got you. Keep me here.
Okay, all right. Well, another fact: Thurgood Marshall was the first African American ever appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. He was appointed by President Lyndon B. Johnson and served on the court from 1967 to 1991.
Yeah, you know I knew Thurgood. Yes, we dated back in college. Yes, we went to the same school. I didn't major in law. No. I could have been Mrs. Marshall. But I chose different. Yes. What about you, Gucci?
Well, I didn't know him. But I do remember him being appointed. Yes. I do remember. Didn't know him.
Yes. We were college sweethearts. Oh, but don't let me tell it.
Okay, super. Well, go on with your bad self. Okay, well, scientist George Washington Carver developed 300 derivative products from peanuts. Among them, cheese, milk, coffee, flour, ink, dyes, plastic, wood, stains, soap, lanolin, medicinal oils, and cosmetics. Wow. All from peanuts. Now, that's a trip. I would hate to have a peanut allergy.
Yeah, that's why they can't ever eat nothing. They always have to find out what the ingredient is, and everything is made out of peanuts. But what the crazy thing is that we eat peanuts, and they make ink out of it, and dye, and plastic, and wood stains, and soap. And we eat this, and cosmetics. What's in a peanut? Because I love the peanuts.
That's a good question because I love nuts too. That's a good question. It's 300 products from a peanut, George Washington Carver. He's a scientist. So he may have added something to the peanuts to make it, you know, to where it's ink.
Well, yeah, because all of a sudden don't got you.
Well, yeah, it does. And so he added something to it, and that's why you can't digest it, but peanuts is part of the recipe.
Okay, I got you now. Okay. Because I was like, what is that? And if that made plastic, then we eat plastic.
Oh, no, no, sister. No, no, no. No, no, no. Okay. No, no. That's not, no. That's not even close. No. Get that thought out your mind. No.
Okay.
All right. Now, first woman representative. And this is, I know her godson. He used to be, he used to co-host with me when we used to do Save Children, Save Schools. This was his godmother, Shirley Chisholm. She was the first African-American woman elected to the House of Representatives. She was elected in 1968 and represented the state of New York. She broke ground again 4 years later in 1972 when she was the first major party African-American candidate for the first female candidate for president of the United States. Wow. Shirley Chisholm. Awesome. First African-American woman. That is phenomenal. Now, that's some history that I didn't know.
I knew that. Yes, I knew that. You know, Shirley was a church-going woman. I knew that. Yes, yes. Okay, all right.
Shay. I am very, very into my history. Yes. And then, too, that was around the time that we were growing up. So we were afraid of
okay, all right. All right. Okay, so Madam C.J. Walker, she's a self-made millionaire. Anybody that knows anything about hair? Well, she was born on a cotton plantation in Louisiana and became wealthy after inventing a line of African-American hair care products. She established Madam C.J. Walker Laboratories and was also known for her philanthropy. So she was not only a inventor of the hair that we know today. Ooh, ain't nothing like to relax.
Child, I'm kidding you. I remember when they first came out. And that's when it was straight line. Ooh.
No, we had to wait a minute, man.
But we were cute. We was cute when we saw that. Yeah, you know we got you.
Yes, 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 yes.
We were cute. Oh, that was Lady Daddy slip to the sandcastle.
Okay, all right. I believe you. I believe you because y'all be styling right today. So I believe y'all was styling back in the day. I believe if you're styling today, I believe you were styling back in the day. Never leaves you. Never leaves you. So I do. I definitely, definitely believe that. Now, look, this is a movie that I remember growing up watching. God,
yeah, I remember that movie.
Yes. We remember that movie. And there was a place in Arkansas where they filmed it. Yes, yes, it is. It is.
You're exactly right.
Well, I remember growing up. And I remember that movie.
Gone with the Wind.
And I remember that part. It is a
later date. And so anyway, ladies, do you guys have any Black history facts that you want to share or anything like that? Before we get out of here, final words?
Well, I'll say something, Shay, that the Coochie Queen is going to say that I'm going to read off, I'll write off of what was said earlier about we're still making Black history today. And every day that passes is a part of our history. And so we need to be always mindful that every day we're adding to the history book of our life and our culture. I'm the Coochie Queen. And until next time, take care of the Coochie.
All right, Coochie Queen.
Well, I like to say hello. He's just fat. I remember back in the day when I was a little girl. And I used to go to church with my grandfather. And back in the day, we had the last thing to do. Well, it was this woman. And her name was Selma Jenks. She said,
okay. Nobody knows. Okay. Maybe I can go in there and edit and bleep her name out. Okay.
Oh, I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. I wasn't thinking about it when I told the story. I forget sometimes we live on the air, girl.
I know. We got to work on that, though. Okay. All right. So we're going to edit that. That was a Black History Fact. All right, guys. So, till next week, make sure you love more, you laugh more, you live more, you motivate somebody, okay? And hey, if nobody's told you they love you, we're telling you we love you.
We love you. Yes, we love you, darling. We love you.
So, until next week,
we're going out with Leela J. Baby, I'm scared of you. Love you. Girl.